And you know, I know that this can be also a painful day. For moms that haven't been, or for women who had a desire to be a mom and couldn't, I speak over you that your barrenness is lifted. I speak over you the joy of the Lord, and I speak over you that God's kingdom come and his will be done in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, we'll pull it together. Well, this is the month of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar. And that is a very important month. Of course, all months are important to God and should be to us. But this is the second month of the Jewish calendar, and it's important because it's the month of healing. Healing, hallelujah. How awesome is that? That there's a month that is called the month of healing because it was the month that the Lord revealed himself as Jehovah Rapha, as our healer. And you know, there's a lot of healing that needs to be done in the body of Christ. There's a lot of physical healing that needs to be done. But there's a lot of spiritual and soulish healing that needs to be done. Not spiritual, but I would say soulish healing. Exodus 15:26 says, "If you diligently listen to my voice and do what is right in my sight, I will keep you well." You know, we're not perfect. How many of you know that our lives are not a Hallmark card? Right? What if we had reality Hallmark cards? Thanks, Mom, for embarrassing me in front of my friends. Thanks, Mom, for not having my uniform washed for my game, you know. Thanks, Mom, maybe it's worse than that, for being strung out on drugs, you know, for alcoholism, for divorce. I mean, there's hard things in our lives. And not all those want to go on a card, do they? We don't want to see reality Hallmark cards. We like the butterflies and the flowers and... Thanks, Mom, that you were always so wonderful. Not thanks, Mom, for yelling at me this morning and I went to school crying. But you know, our lives are that way. Our lives are messy. Our lives are not perfect. There's no perfect parent. God himself was the only perfect parent. And his kids were out in the garden talking to a snake. And he talked back. And they listened. Jesus was the son of Mary and Joseph, handpicked by God to be his parents, and they lost him for 3 days. Had no clue where he was. Can you say Amber Alert? Call Herod's palace because there's a child missing. Oh, wait, maybe not. So there's no perfect parent other than God himself. We try so hard. But because of imperfections in the world, our souls get wounded. And that's what I'd like to talk to you today about your soul. How wounded is your soul? How is your soul today? People say, "How are you?" Fine. Everything's fine. You know. But if you look at the condition of your soul, how is your soul today? Are there manifestations of soul wounding in your life? Are you using drugs and alcohol to try to calm down that hurt and that pain? Are you overspending, overeating, gossiping, tearing others down? Those are all symptoms of soul wounds. Are you angry? Do you have rage and anger that you can't control? Those are all symptoms of sickness. Not bodily sickness yet, but sickness in your soul. And a lot of times, soul sickness can cause bodily sickness. It's a progression. And doctors are even starting to say now that, yes, stress, anxiety, anger, things like that can cause sicknesses in our bodies. Leviticus 17 says that blood makes atonement for the soul. So the blood of Jesus covers those soul wounds. So why do we still struggle if the blood of Jesus covers our souls? 3 John 2 says that Paul said, I pray that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. How does our soul prosper? What causes our souls to prosper? We have the blood of Jesus. We get saved. There's nothing wrong with Jesus. Everything he did was perfect. Everything he did was complete and finished, and we receive him in our lives, but we still struggle. We still have these wounds that need to be healed. We still have things that hurt us and memories that we can't get rid of, and we relive them over and over and over. How do we get rid of those? How do we get soul healing? There's two things that make our souls sick. One is sin. Sin in our own lives, and we all have that. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Sin that others commit against us. That happens to all of us too. We live in a fallen world. Sometimes this is not an easy place. Trauma is the second thing that causes it. Death of a loved one. Accidents. Illnesses. Long-term illnesses. Poverty. Abject poverty. Fear that you're not going to have enough. Those are all things that can cause wounding in our souls. We've all got to be healed. And the blood of Jesus provided healing. But there's a second part to that. If Jesus had just died and gone into the grave and been done with it, then we wouldn't need the second part of that. But he rose. There's resurrection power. And I think a lot of times, even though we plead the blood of Jesus, we're missing the resurrection power, the dunamis power. Dunamis means excellence of soul. Isn't that awesome? We have at our disposal not only the blood of Jesus, that is the most powerful force on earth, the blood of Jesus that, thank you, Lord, covered our sins, covers everything in our lives, redeems us from the pit of hell, redeems us, redeems our lives. But we also have the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that awesome? And he said, I'll not leave you as orphans. He knew he would go away, but he said, I'm not going to leave you like an orphan. I'm not going to leave you to struggle here on earth. That dunamis power is for here on earth. He knew we would need it. He knew we would be wounded. He knew our lives wouldn't be like a Hallmark card. Butterflies and flowers and happiness all the time. He knew we would get wounded. That dunamis power is for our healing here on this earth, the power of his resurrection. Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That word there is dunamis, power of his resurrection. We want to know him, yeah. Yeah, we want to know him. We got to know him. But we've got to have that dunamis power of the resurrection, that power that raised Christ from the dead, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that split open rocks and raised other people from the dead. They said when Jesus rose from the dead, that for weeks there were people walking around that had been dead. It not only raised him, it raised a bunch of other people too. That's in the book of Josephus. It's a historical account of what happened during the time of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. That dunamis power that is so incredibly magnificent is what heals us in our souls. And And we all need it. We all need that healing in our souls. Excellence of soul and the power to perform miracles. Would you like to see more miracles?
Yes.
Yeah, wouldn't we all? I'd love to see more miracles, because miracles show the world that God is real. Yeah. We need those. Yeah. I want to know Him, yes. I want to see people saved, yes. I want the power of miracles working in this church, amen, in everybody's lives. In Jesus' name. Wouldn't that be awesome? And it's beginning. We're seeing a trickle of it. We're seeing just a little bit of it. Just a little trickle of it. Parky and I have joked that when we're really old and our kids are all taking care of us, surely they wouldn't send us to a nursing home. But when they're all taking care of us, we're going to pay them back for the things that they did to us when they were kids. We're gonna do the same things to them. Like in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. when we're thirsty, we're just going to go, juice, juice. One of our kids did that. Or cut our hair at the scalp, right in the middle. Can anybody relate? How many of your kids cut their own hair? Yeah, that's a big one. Or run through Walmart going, I got a potty right now! Can't you see Park and I running through Walmart? I got a potty! He does that already. Or, you know, lose just one shoe, making it impossible for you to ever get any place on time, you know? Yeah, Pastor John was dealing with that this week. I told him, tie the shoelaces together when you take them off. That keeps them together. If they're Velcro, you Velcro them together. But, you know, even though we joke about it, we get frustrated, we get wounded. You know, it's just hard. It's hard to be in this life. It's not all perfect. It's not all peachy, you know? But that dunamis power. Acts 10:38 says, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power. That word there is dunamis. Dunamis power. To overcome. You know, Jesus went around doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Like it or not, we're oppressed of the devil. He lives here on earth. And he operates here on earth. Now we stand against him, of course, and we pray. And he's very limited in what he can do. But we still experience him every day. There's still parts of him that operate every day. And we see it. We see it on the news. Trauma. Think back to your earliest memory. Was there a trauma in your life? Did you experience something that children shouldn't experience? What about sin? Can you think really, really early, when you were really, really young, did someone sin against you? I was molested by a babysitter when I was probably 3 years old. And then was drugged and date raped when I was a teenager. Just those two incidents, among a myriad of others, caused soul wounding. I may be being too transparent for you, I'm sorry. But Parky and I have not had perfect lives. Trauma and sin. Now we repent of sin, of course, the sin that we were involved in, the things that we had control over, that we rebelliously went out and did, knowing full well we weren't supposed to. We repent of those, and the blood of Jesus redeems us and covers us. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And then we repent of the reactions and responses that we had to other people's sin when they sinned against us. because our flesh just wants to rise up. Our flesh just wants to be mad. And so we have to repent of those things that have been done against us and our responses to them, especially where our response was inappropriate. And then trauma. All of these areas are where we need the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit to come in and bring excellence of soul. Think about the 23rd Psalm. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." Even David needed his soul restored, because David sinned, had a lot of trauma, he fought a lot of battles. Saul was chasing him around for years and years. He needed his soul restored, just like we all do. He was a man. We all need our souls restored, and only the power of the Holy Spirit, that dunamis power, is the only thing that can do it. I'd like for us to go through just some quick repentance and prayer. If that's okay with y'all, if you can remember something that you think might be causing you pain, just might be causing you to have a soul wound, let's get it right today. Let's get rid of it today. Let's get it healed today. You know? Let's do. Because God's got incredible things for us to do. And there's always hope with Jesus. There's always hope with Jesus. I don't care what situation you're in, how bad it looks, how little money there is, how dead things are. We serve a God who raises dry bones. We serve a God who puts life back into dry bones. You may have dry bones in your life because of a soul wound, but there's always hope with Jesus. And don't ever say, "This is just how my family is." We're not doing that. We're not going to have those generational curses come down and follow us. Those soul wounds of our ancestors that follow down generational lines. That's what the enemy wants. Do you realize that? He wants your generation to be as wounded as the previous generation. You know, we went through a whole generation of World War II veterans and Vietnam veterans that just didn't talk. They came home and went back to their jobs, and they just didn't talk. My dad's a Korean War veteran, and for years, he never said a word about the war. One of the most incredible experiences of his life, and he never talked about it until just about 10 years ago. And he finally got to the place where he had to open up. He had to talk about it. I always wondered why he just had this rumbling rage all my life. Rage. Because he was so wounded by what he saw. He was so wounded by that war. But there wasn't a place where he felt like he could go and talk about it. If you're a vet, you're going to have to talk about it. You're going to have to find a safe place where you can talk about what happened. Where you can get those soul wounds healed. Where that dunamis power can come in and help you. Don't hold it in anymore. Because you're getting wounded and you're causing a generation of woundedness. Isn't it interesting that the 60s and 70s were full of drugs and alcohol and promiscuous sex? Because these were the kids of those hurting vets that wouldn't talk. And they were angry and they were hurt. And so this generation turned to drugs and alcohol and sex to try to heal those soul wounds, causing more soul wounds, you know? It just perpetuated it. So today, let's just go through a little bit of repentance and asking the Holy Spirit dunamis power to come in and heal those places. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that your blood makes atonement for our souls. We thank you that the blood of Jesus covers us. Father, right now, we repent for those sins that we committed. Those sins that you bring to mind, that we committed, that caused soul wounds in us. We ask you to please forgive us and wash us clean by your blood. And Father, right now, we ask you to please forgive us for inappropriate responses that we've had when others have sinned against us. People who have molested us and taken advantage of us and hurt us, rejected us, abandoned us. Father, we ask you to forgive them, and we forgive them, and we release them and let them go in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask you that your kingdom come and your will be done in their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we ask you to please forgive us for our inappropriate responses or where we may have come into agreement with what they spoke over us or what they did to us in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to please heal our souls over any traumas, over accidents, injuries, illnesses, divorce, fractured families. Heal us, Lord, over abandonment, wickedness that comes in this life. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you now for your dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, of the living God, to come and heal our soul wounds. Thank you, Lord, that you restore our souls. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and that dunamis power, the power to perform miracles, the power of your resurrection, Father, the power of excellence of soul. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you that we will prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. Fill us with your mighty power in our inner man. Give us new life and resurrection power. And we all decree today that our souls are healed. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. We love you all. Somebody said that Friday night that I was like the mom here, and that's how I feel. I love you all so much, and Parky does too. And we know the best is yet to come. We've got power, and we've got the blood of Jesus, and what else do you need?